The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to the Speaking Podcast. I'm with my friends and co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jay Black.
Hi.
Jay, so I feel like I should explain a beer, that. Right? That was a beer can.
What's that?
Yeah, what was Jay drinking like out of a beer can again?
No, this is seltzer. Now check out what kind of seltzer it is. I don't know if you can see it. It's raspberry rosé seltzer.
Nice. Wait,
I have the same kind actually. That's so good.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. It's the last one.
I'm thinking it wants vodka.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. It's not the only one. It's not the only one that wants vodka, Bill.
It's aggressive, Jay. It's aggressive. So I just got back from a bike ride. I'm kind of a mess. It's 90 degrees out.
Yeah, what are you doing? Stop riding your bike.
I don't know.
Wearing a black t-shirt, too. That makes it so much worse.
I'm reliving when I ran a half marathon in Philly in 2011.
Yeah, you know what this is? Sure. You're like Martin Lawrence when he was trying to lose weight and he was like wearing a full sweatsuit and he went like nuts. You remember that?
My biking outfit. It's, in case I fall or have an issue. Anyway.
Do you bring like music or do you just, are you no. alone in your thoughts when you
ride? I'm alone in my head. Can you imagine?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Most people are stepping up and buying Pelotons in quarantine.
I hate that. Get outside. Get outside. It's summer. Like the whole Peloton thing, the whole idea of working out inside, I don't like anymore, other than yoga.
Well, wait a second. The Peloton thing, it's just a fixed bike with a dude on a video camera yelling at you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How is that a thing?
You could get a free video on YouTube and sit on any cheap stationary bike that you buy at Walmart. I don't get it. And people pay some of those bikes are what, a couple $1,000s?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to record my own Peloton YouTube video where it's just me sitting on the couch eating Fritos going, is this what you want? Don't be like this.
This could be you.
This could be you if you just stop your bike, you dummy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can buy a stationary bike for $80 on Craigslist.
I did. I bought one on Amazon. It was like $95, and I paid a guy $30 to put it together.
So
it's fine.
Like a stationary
bike. But I don't need someone to motivate me. Like, do you? To me, I go outside. I am in my own world. I'm talking to myself. I've got no music. I've got nothing. No earbuds, nothing.
Well, I have all the motivation I need with memories of high school.
I listen to our podcast.
Thank you, Jessica. Someone had to make the plug, of course. So, all right. I want to talk about this beef sauce I'm making.
Right. So when you said I want to talk about this beef, I was like, who are you upset with?
No, here, look at this. Wait, so can you see that?
Yeah. You're froze, Bill.
All right.
Yeah. So I had 6 beef ribs, so I broiled them to crisp the fat a little, made a tomato sauce, threw them in. It's been cooking now for 3 hours.
Right. And in this heat, you don't even need to put it in the oven. You just leave it outside for a few hours.
It is so hot. Is your house comfortable?
Yeah. Yeah, I got my air conditioner turned up to destroy the environment levels, and it's going
good. I was going to say, Jessica, is your air so low right now that you're freezing?
Yep.
You need a heater. Where's your space heater?
Yeah.
Right.
Jay, the freaking ladder. The freaking ladder's still there.
So let me tell you what happened. Father's Day. Now, I have been doing most of the cleaning in the house because I have more exacting standards. And on Father's Day, my wife is like, don't do any cleaning.
Missed a room, Jay.
Was that?
You missed a room.
I know. Well, here's the thing. My wife said on Father's Day, don't worry about it. You don't have to do any cleaning. And in fact, I will take care of that mess in the living room that you've been complaining about. That'll be a Father's Day present to you. Now, I want you to take a look. Okay. Now, on top of this, my wife and family did zero cleaning for the rest of the house. So my Father's Day gift was to not do any cleaning, but the day after Father's Day, do double cleaning because no cleaning happened the day before.
Well, was that room cleaned or no?
No. I don't know what she did.
So what was the Father's Day gift? Just don't worry about cleaning today?
Don't worry about cleaning today. And also, I'm going to clean this mess up, which she didn't clean. I don't know what she did.
Jay, you owe it to us by next podcast to clean up something in that room.
You keep saying it like I am the one doing this. I'm not. Listen,
at least the ladder. You got to get rid of that. I know it's not a ladder. Whatever the hell it is behind the it, honestly, it's bothering me. Look, I think we just need to do something about it.
If we have a guest on the podcast next week, it's going to be so embarrassing.
Right? Jay, I'm not cutting my hair till that ladder is gone.
You know what? I would like our fans to start a letter writing campaign to my wife to go through that stuff. Literally none of it is mine. I would throw all of it out. I've been trying to throw all of it out. She won't let me.
Can't you like prop the ladder up somewhere else though, so it doesn't look like it's just...
Actually, that's the one thing I do like. I want to keep it that way. Just because it upsets you guys.
Jessica, that's a new box. That blue box, is that new?
No, it's been sitting there since the wedding.
Ah.
Look how neat those shelves are.
I think the lighting is just... the lighting's different today.
Oh, yeah, but that room looks comfortable. It looks like it's nice and cool.
My whole house is comfortable.
So I'm doing this outside because I'm disgusting. Like, so I went on the bike ride and I'm completely soaked. So I can't sit at my desk. I can't walk inside. So here I am.
Thanks. And I'm so glad I'm doing this in person.
Yeah, I went for a jog yesterday and it was a little bit deep into the humidity. Like I didn't wait long enough for the nighttime to come. And I came back at the same level of like, oh my God, I forgot my body could be this disgusting. Like I knew it could be disgusting. I just didn't know how disgusting it could be. So it's like this plus sweat. Yuck.
At 10 a.m., wouldn't it be a little bit less hot and a little less disgusting?
Yes, earlier is better. Yeah, but you should sweat every day. Are you both sweating every day? You should have a full sweat every single day.
Well, you know, for those of us who are really out of shape, I have a full sweat just sitting here, Bill. I've been sweating since the podcast started.
Jessica, how's your workout? Are you working out every day?
Yeah, I asked my husband if I bought new workout clothes. And he was like, well, okay, the trade-off is you have to, like, at least start going on a run every day.
So are you running? Like, are you doing it again?
Yeah.
Are you training for something? Well, I'm not that there are any races.
There is the Broad Street Run in October. It was supposed to be earlier in this year, like in May.
Are they going to do it?
It's supposed to be happening. So that's a good 10 miles. And I forgot it was postponed and not canceled. I was so excited when it was over. I was like, yes.
That's a fun run. Jay, it's up Broad Street. It's 10 miles flat. Jay, you could do it.
I disagree with any race that shuts streets down.
If you put your name on your shirt, everyone just cheers for you, like, go, Jay, like the whole world.
I feel like you could use that ego boost, Jay. I really do.
Number one, I could always use an ego boost. But number two, it goes against my policy, which is any run. First off, a fun run, there's no such thing as a fun run. Number two, when you shut down a street or a bridge for your run, all you're doing is making life difficult for everybody else. Run on a track at a high school where it was built for running, not on the street where it's shut down. It's ridiculous. I'm against it.
You're not disrupted at 10 a.m. by...
On a Sunday. Where are
you going at 7 in the morning on a Sunday?
Where am I going at 7 a.m. on a Sunday? One day, I got back from Vegas on a Sunday, and we got caught in fun run traffic at the Broad Street Run, and it was awful. And from that day forward, I was like, what is this ridiculousness? Get out of the goddamn road. Go to a high school.
You know, Jessica, I don't know if you're noticing this today. There's an anger in Jay that is bubbling up. I think we need to get Jay on stage and out of quarantine.
Well, guess what? I'm going on stage on Friday. I'm doing a show, Bill, outdoors in Pottstown. They're doing a social distancing show.
Oh, you love outside shows.
It's, well, number one, I hate them. But number two, I like getting paid. So I'm going to go to this outside show.
Hey, has Vinny called you? He's doing outside shows in the alley.
He called me to do an outside show. It was during one of my college gigs where I do it like virtually. So there was no way that I could do it, but you wear a mask. I get this is my ideal gig. I talked to the booker because he was like, hey, I know you're a little like, it's Soul Droll. We had Soul Droll on the podcast. It's his show in Pottstown. He was like, hey, I know you're a little crazy about the thing. So here's the deal. Sit in your car before until it's time to go on stage. Then you go on stage, you get a brand new microphone. Everybody gets a new mic in their own bag. So you don't have to touch somebody else's microphone. And then you perform, immediately get off the stage and leave. It is what I've wanted since comedy started, Bill. Zero.
You are so over-sanitized. Literally, the cold's going to come around and kill you in the fall. Like, I'm a little worried about you, Jay. I got to be honest.
Well, you know what? I dip myself in Lysol every night, so I don't have to worry about it. I'll be fine.
I went full-on hippie. I don't use any hand sanitizer, no Lysol. I haven't cleaned my phone since this started. Feels good. Feels earthy. Feels natural.
Bill, I don't know what happened to you. What happened to the left and the right that they crossed wires this much?
Right? It's the whole world's out of sync. Yeah, but I got to tell you, the downside with the hair is it's hot. It's hot out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize your shirt was long-sleeved and black.
It's my marathon shirt. So, it made it extra hot for sure. But I feel great, though. You can get a better workout in a shorter amount of time.
Bill, this might be like your brain shutting down, and that's why it feels great. Like maybe your brain is like...
I think working out actually is an addiction. Like I now, every day, I need to have a full-on sweat, no matter what.
I've got
the hot yoga set up in my gym upstairs. I bought these space heaters. Oh my God, Jessica, it's ridiculous.
Do you do that every day?
Yeah, I've tried to do it every day.
Yeah, you're chasing that endorphin high.
Yeah, but it's great, though. I mean, otherwise, I get why people, all of a sudden, they start drinking at odd hours. But I'd rather get the workout in.
So do you set up, like, a Zoom call with your yoga instructor?
Yeah, they're all recorded. They've got all the, every class is recorded. So you decide how long you want to go. I put it on the computer, boom. I get the room hot. It's great.
Hey, guys, would you mind carrying the podcast for each other for a few minutes? I just realized my daughter has a vocal lesson on Zoom and my wife is not home to put her on it.
Got it.
So I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. We will talk about you.
Please do.
All right.
But do me a favor. Don't turn the camera off, Jay. All right, Jessica, we should play identify what's in the room. Like it's hard to
think if he has to jump on another Zoom call, it's going to kick us off since he's the host of this.
Yeah, of course. Yep, I figured that. But we'll run with it.
Yeah, what is in that room? Some quotes on the wall?
Right? Like, I want to know, I can't point, but in the lower right corner, it looks like an old TV, but I don't know if my screen is that good.
I thought it was just a lid to a box for like a Rubbermaid box.
There could be a gambling game just based on that.
There's a light.
So what are you doing? So you're working out in the house or you're going outside and running?
I am going outside and running and it's too cold. Like actually now that it's more summer, I guess it's been fine, but, it was too cold to do yoga. So I kind of stopped doing it.
I can't do yoga unless it's hot because I'm not stretchy. Like I
can't work out in my house unless the couch is not right there.
Got it.
The couch is in front of me and it's like, why am I doing this? This is such a waste of time.
Couch is there. TV's there. Fridge is there. I get it. What's Chase doing? Is he running or is he swimming? I guess he can't, right?
I think he's, I sent him down to the basement. He's been running every day, but then he goes down to the basement to do his work, but then he's like playing video games down there. So
of course.
Caught him a couple times. I've been setting up actually working out outside too, just like with my laptop. So it's been nice.
I love sitting outside. All my shopping is now done online. We just sit on Wegmans and you just fill your shopping cart. It takes 5 minutes and they deliver it like within an hour. It's unbelievable.
Sorry,
same price.
Podcast people.
Sorry. Hi. I thought we were going to get kicked off. Like I thought she was using her computer to do her.
That's what my wife was about to do was she was walking her through how to do it on the upstairs computer and it would have kicked us off this account. But in the last second, I got her onto my phone, so everything's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Music lesson?
Jay, we need to know over your left shoulder, what is that? It looks like an old TV. Yeah, that right there. Down, 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 over. Keep going. There. What is that?
This right here? Lower.
That. Yeah, what is that?
It's the lid to a box.
Wow. Jessica, you're all right. Either your eyes are better than mine. I'm sure they are. Or
you
your screen is
organizing in the house at all.
Yeah.
Or there's that. Right. Or your skill is coming out. All right. So, Jessica, what jersey trivia do you have? I think, I don't know. I wish we had tickets to something to give away for it. But see if Jay and I know.
All right. Let's do it.
So, we've been playing family trivia every night. And me and my husband made the questions this week. So, New Jersey round, obviously. Question number one, Superstorm Sandy caused $70 billion in damage, was the deadliest hurricane of that season. What date, the month and year did Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey?
I got it.
I'm going to say September 2012.
October 2012.
Yes.
Ah.
All right. One nothing, Jay. One nothing.
Wow. I feel like Jay will get this one, though.
I'm humiliated.
If I win, can he move the ladder?
Okay.
How many are you playing, by the way? Yes. Bayonne, New Jersey native who wrote a song of ice and fire, which was adopted into an HBO series, is
George R.R. Martin.
Yes.
Wow. All right. I didn't know that.
Hey,
nice.
Ren Faire girl, stop having sex with George R.R. Martin so he can finish book six. Come on.
All right. I bet. All right. Celebrated museum in Montclair, New Jersey, the former resident that once said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it, is who?
Come to a fork in the road, take it.
I feel like I want to Google that.
Yeah.
He has a museum in Montclair to
Can
celebrate.
We get another hint? Can we get a hint?
He's
a comedian.
Yogi Berra?
Known for his quotes. He's got a couple more.
Is it Yogi Berra?
Yes.
Oh, Jay. Shit.
90% of all putts that fall short don't go in. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Yep.
I didn't know he was from New Jersey, but all right.
And I did know that. Jessica, we threw out a first pitch at the stadium in Montclair, right?
Yeah, you should have known that.
How did I not know that immediately? Ugh, what a loser I am.
Name the Sopranos children.
Oh, Meadow and AJ.
Yep.
Damn it. I got Meadow.
Get points for that.
God, I'm getting killed. Are these half-point questions? Do I get a half a point for that?
I'm not keeping track of the score, actually. Should I have been
it's
doing
three
that?
To 1.5.
Bill's going to lose the popular but win the electoral.
All right. No one's going to know this. New Jersey is the top U.S. producer of either eggplant, tomatoes, corn, or blueberries.
Blueberries.
Wait, the top U.S. producer of what?
Either eggplant, corn, blueberries, or tomatoes.
I'm going blueberries.
You're going blueberries, huh? Number one in the country?
Yep.
It's got to be blueberries. Eggplant?
What?
All right, you lose a half a point because you answered. So it's 2.5 to 1.5.
Hey, check it out, everybody. The Republican is changing the rules mid-game to win. Never thought saw coming.
Have you seen me lately? It's hard to nail me down as a Republican.
Yeah, you're one of those hippie Republicans. I'm
saying.
Does yoga, hangs out outside, even though it's 90 degrees. The world's first what was discovered in 1838 and unearthed in 1858 in Haddonfield, New Jersey?
Dinosaur.
Yep.
No shit.
I remember learning about that in third grade, Mrs. Sarge's class. Shout out, Beeler.
Jay, how are you not on Jeopardy? I feel like you should be on Jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, it's I signed up like to take the test, but I think everybody did. So I haven't gotten the call back yet. I think my best shot is to become more than a local comic so I can get on Celebrity Jeopardy.
All right. Last one to see if you know this. Who sings the theme song for the Jersey Shore TV show?
Who sings the theme song for the Jersey Shore TV show?
Or just what is the song?
I don't know. Is it? No.
I got nothing.
I don't know. What is it?
All right. Get Crazy by LMFAO. You don't remember the song?
No.
I stopped listening to music when Billy Joel stopped recording new albums in 94, 93.
I think Jay is safe to not move his ladder.
Yep. Another week, the ladder's safe.
Unbelievable. Damn it. I got crushed on that. Anyway, at least we have a good title.
Yeah.
All right.
Move the ladder.
It's not a ladder, though, right? Just so we're clear.
Well, it's shaped like a ladder, but it holds pictures.
All right. I like the trivia. I think we should do that again next week. But I think we should be able to pick. I think we. I know. I suck at it, but I feel like it's a good challenge for me. Can we pick a category so I can prepare? Although, if I don't know New Jersey, quite honestly, I should probably retire. that's it. I'm done. My credibility is shot.
I'm good with any category. I'd be happy to go. It's the other than not cleaning my blue living room, trivia is the one thing I'm good at.
All right, so let's do it. Let's put a bet on it. I just need the ladder moved, so I'm willing to put some high stakes up for that.
Move your ladder could be my like bullshit business book that I write. Like, hey, you know what the key is? Moving your ladder, folks. That'll be $26,000 in speaking fees. Thank you.
Or resisting the call to move your ladder by bullies on Zoom.
Yeah, that's the sequel. Actually, don't move your ladder.
Don't move the ladder.
The seven ladders of highly ineffectual people. The Jay Black story.
I love it. Oh, man. All right, guys. Enjoy. And until next week.
All right. Goodbye, beautiful podcast.
Hey, real quick, though, Jessica, what's the category next week? Are we going with Jersey?
We're going with numbers.
Numbers?
Numbers,
like,
huh?
Are numbers like math numbers? Like, what's the lowest prime? Like, what's...
Yep.
All right. I'm ready.
All right, I'll be ready. You know what? I won't be ready, but I'm going to try anyway. All right. I'll see you guys.
Goodbye, everyone.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.